Welcome to Freedom Decoded.
We're Demir and Carrie Bentley. We're productivity coaches, lifestyle optimizers, and adventurers who love to experiment with new ways of living and working.
Professionally, we help other people get back in control of their life and get on their path to their ideal life.
You can learn more about what we do at lifehackmethod.com.
And this is the podcast where we let our hair down and give you the peek behind the curtain into our freedom lifestyle. Okay, before we get started today, I gotta mention that now is the time to pick up a copy of our best-selling book, Winning the Week. It's a Wall Street Journal and USA Today bestseller that walks you through our popular Winning the Week method. And best of all, there's five bonus chapters at the end that show you how to take the method further into your work week and really execute on your plan powerfully. This has been a labor of love for Carrie and I can't wait for you to have it. One of our readers, Dr. Mahant, said, "Your book has changed my life, and after having read dozens of books on time management, God bless you and thank you." So get your copy of Winning the Week wherever books are sold or at winningtheweek.com.
So our topic today has been such a huge game changer for our travel and our adventure life, but I think it's a little bit of a sleeper because I don't think it's something that either of us really expected to happen, which is basically now we're starting to travel, but separately instead of as a couple or as a family. And it's been amazing. So we wanted to share it with everybody.
And totally counterintuitive, because anybody who knows us knows that I'm all about traveling with you. I want to travel with Carrie. You're my favorite travel buddy. We've been all over the world together. Like, if I want to spend time with anybody, I want to spend it with Carrie. So all of a sudden, what are we doing talking about traveling alone? Well, this one sort of crept up on us, and it has actually been a bit of a jam.
Yeah.
A bit like of a surprise, like, oh wow, is that really as good as we thought it was? So let's talk about it.
Well, just to reground us first in our philosophy, which is freedom lifestyle first, right? We're always about the lifestyle first mentality. We don't overwork. We've designed our whole life, our whole business, everything around this philosophy. And so travel plays a key role in that.
Yeah.
And travel for us, though, it needs to feel freeing.
Yeah.
Like, we don't want to go on this death march of fun where it's just about the kids, or it's just about like frantically making memories or something like that. Like, we want to come back from traveling with a certain feeling of freedom.
Yep.
Of rejuvenation, and we know what it should feel like when it's done right, because we did it right for many years.
Yeah, I mean, our whole philosophy is lifestyle first and freedom. We're all about that feeling of, yes, we have a multi-7-figure business, but other people have multi-7-figure businesses. And if you talk to them, they will constantly use phrases and words like trapped, stuck, dependent. It's like, everybody else gets paid, but I don't get paid. Everybody else gets to go on vacation, I don't get to go on vacation. And so somehow, whereas most of the people we know created their own business as a vehicle for freedom, ironically, it ends up being like the number one thing that's trapping them in a miserable life. We decided, no way, Jose. We are going to put our lifestyle first, and we're going to put our freedom first. But something went wrong along the way. We had this little thing called kids. And we just kept executing the same game plan, but with kids. And it sounds like it makes sense. I mean, it worked with me and you.
Right.
We'll have some kids.
You know, you see these family bloggers that are like, yeah, it's totally the same thing. And like, you know, sure, you change the locations you go to and the activities you do, but it's going to be great.
Yeah, just take the kids. You'll get used to it. They'll get used to it. I can solidly say that we pushed hard to try to keep the same type of travel schedule and lifestyle schedule with the kids that we had before the kids. And it just didn't work. Those of you who saw our Greece episode, you heard the recap, where basically we spent 5 amazing weeks in Greece, and it just should have been amazing. And it was, in part, but let's be honest, it was hard.
Right.
Like, we had to work way too hard for every unit of relaxation that we got out of that trip. We had to spend 10 units of just pushing uphill.
And that's where you take some courage to look at your vacations and really ask yourself, what was the ROI on this vacation?
Yep.
Compared to the time and energy and money that I put into this vacation, did I get the feeling that I wanted from it?
Yep.
And so for us, like, we were like, hey, that, you know, Greece was great and everything, but would we want to do it again this year? No, we
don't. Hard no.
We don't have an appetite for it again this year, which means something was off with the ROI of that trip. And so we wanted to find a different way to do it. And I feel like for a while, you were sort of really stuck in this idea where it's like, no, but we have to go together. And then it was like, well, if we have to go together, then we have to bring the kids. which completely changes the whole makeup of how we travel. And then, of course, it's not really relaxing because you're basically just taking care of kids somewhere else where there's no systems or routines in place. And so it can be hit or miss, to say the least.
I finally accepted that my way didn't work. And Greece was almost like Croatia the year before was really hard.
Mm-hmm.
And my answer...
With one kid. That was with one kid. I was pregnant with the second.
Yes. Croatia was hard. And my answer was, we just didn't go long enough. We needed to do more. We needed to go for longer. If we went for longer and brought a nanny and blah, 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 that would have fixed it. And I can honestly say, hand to God, it didn't work. Like, it my way didn't work. And it finally opened up a space. Carrie's probably thanking God right now. It finally opened up a space for me to be like, okay, you're right. This is not working. It doesn't fit our family system. We've got to reconceptualize this and do something different. And almost out of a place of defeat came this idea of doing a separate guys and girls trip.
Right. It felt sort of like a consolation prize, which, I mean, for me at that point, I was like, good, at least Demir's agreed to something here, because I didn't want you to feel like you didn't have an opportunity to travel. Like, I really wanted that for you. But at the same time, it's like, I knew that we had to change the process that we were using for travel and just make it just like a, you know, a win-win-win for everybody, the whole family as a unit.
And I love that you had that vision, but I did not. At the time, if we go back in time, it was very much like, I've lost, I'm defeated, I don't get to have what I wanted to have, my vision sucks, like my life sucks, like this year is going to suck, I don't get to travel with Carrie this year. Like, it was just like, I was very down in the dumps about it. But I was still like, well, I'd rather do a guy's trip alone than not travel at all this year.
Exactly, right. So it's like, you know, I got you to say yes. So that was... that was my big win, and my consolation prize from it. But I'm happy to say that, you know, it turned out to be way more than a consolation prize.
Oh my God, yes.
The trips were a huge win. And the way we did it was, it was sort of staggered. So you had your guys' trip first.
Yep.
And then I stayed home with the kids during that time. And then you were back for like a week or so. And then I left for my girls' trip. And then you were with the kids. And so what was great, it was like we both knew that we each had a break coming up. And so we were ready with the kids. We were ready with our systems for the house. And, you know, we had everything organized for the kids. But then we also both got a break, which was like really, really cool.
It was like 10,000 times better than I thought it would be. I mean, it was so much better than I thought it would be that it really swept me off my feet and blew me away. That's part of the reason I was like, Carrie, we have to talk on the podcast about this. I don't know where to start, but let's just get into the details. So I planned a week-long trip with a bunch of guys in Eden, Utah. It was effectively a snowboarding guys trip. Oh my God, it was amazing. First of all, let's just talk about the sensation of not being responsible for anybody else. Like, even from the moment I went to the airplane, I was just infused with a sense of like, I'm not worried about anybody else's experience here. And when you've been, you know, a father, a business owner, a husband for a long time, you don't realize how much your brain is thinking, okay, how's Carrie right now? Is Carrie okay? Even if you don't need me to be checking, like, it's still happening. You're still thinking like, how's the kids? How's Carrie? To just be able to like, think, what do I want right now? That was the only consideration. What do I want right now? And for the whole trip, having that, of course, I'm not going to get into breaking down the actual trip, but let me just say, like, I'm nuts about experiential design. So we planned a trip that just had everything. It had connection. It had outdoorsiness. It had snow. It had beers. It had pizza. It had live music. Like, it was just a really connecting experience that really, honestly, was a trip that we never could have taken with the girls. Because guys are just slobs. You know, guys are so... like, guys are so go with the flow and slobby that, like, you know, our favorite meals were like the burrito joints that we went to. I mean, it was like, if we went with the girls, we would have been like, every meal would have been more fancy than the next and like high dining.
That is how the girls' trip was, by the way. So you're 100% correct about that.
Like, the guys were literally like, our favorite meals were the burritos and the pizzas. You know, that was literally like the favorite meals. It just had such a relaxed vibe. And I think maybe I'll wrap up my portion of this. The win for me was, it was truly, deeply relaxing. Like, so many trips you go on and you come back And you're actually, you need another week to recover from that week, meaning you moved yourself through space a lot. Maybe you took some photos. Maybe you saw some people. Maybe you had some fun experiences. But the net feeling that you got out of it was, I'm more tired. And this, I came back like a rocket launching out of a launcher. I mean, I just was so excited to be back, so ready to be back, ready to work, ready to support you, ready to be a husband. I mean, I really haven't had that feeling in that proportion almost ever in my life. And I will conclude by saying that it was a top five adult experience for me. I mean, it was really that good. So for me to go from, mind you, what was the transformation? Oh, this sucks. I don't get to travel with Carrie. You know, my whole lifestyle vision is totally exploded to top five experience of my adult life was a pretty surprising thing.
Right. And that's why this is such a sleeper hack for couples, because I'll talk about a little bit about my trip too, but on both of our trips, ironically, you and I still talked probably as much or more than we would have if we had been on vacation together. Because if we're on vacation together, it would have been conversations, what about the kids, about logistics, about food, but all of that gets cut away. And at the end of the day, you know, you're calling me being like, oh, what's your update, baby? And like, let's talk. I had this idea today. Let's talk about this idea. And I'm like, yes, like, tell me about this. And we'll be on the phone for hours.
We were on the phone like high school, like teenage love affair. You know, we were
focused on each other because it wasn't like other things were pulling at our attention. When you're on a phone call, the other person is your main priority. You're talking to that person. For some reason now, when we're talking in person, there's like just all these other things that tend, like the doorbell ringing or whatever stuff is pulling at our attention. So it was actually like crazy how much we ended up communicating, even though we were separate.
I just have to underline that. My assumption was for me and Carrie to connect, we have to go away together. And I was never open to the idea that we could go away separately and that could be actually tremendously connecting. I still don't get that, but it definitely happened.
Definitely happened. And obviously this is a situation that is happening right now because we have kids and they happen to be very young kids too. And so, you know, maybe in the next couple of years, we'll change all of this again. I'm sure we will. But I also wanted to talk about why this was such a win-win-win for everybody. So, I mean, you talked about why it was a win for you a little bit. You just came back feeling so relaxed with this feeling of like, I'm ready to take on the world and I have energy and I have motivation and all these new insights about how I can show up.
By the way, today's sponsor is Lifehack Tribe. Lifehack Tribe is the membership program that Carrie and I created for professionals who want to achieve a better work-life balance. It's productivity coaching for people looking to live their best life. We support each other to create our highest levels of productivity and accountability in order to build the kind of life that no one else gets to have. My client Brooke said, "Best thing I did in these past months is joining Lifehack Tribe. I'm on week two of my planning and it's feeling fantastic." And Aaron says, "This program helped me cut my workload by 50%. So sign up for your week-long trial at lifehackmethod.com/tribe. And let's get started on a more productive life.
For my girls' trip, we went away to Sonoma County. And one of the other ladies in our Power Couples group had planned this incredible, insane Sonoma County retreat. By the way, this is Oksana St. John I'm talking about here. So if you ever have the opportunity to work with her or go on one of her trips, like, do it. Like, we're lucky enough to have met Oksana and Max before they were even famous travel bloggers. We definitely target friended them because we were like, this couple is up to cool stuff. But anyway, Oksana planned this incredible trip for us. And it had all the elements that girls love. So I didn't because I was pregnant, but the other ladies sipped wine. And we did like painting classes and pottery workshops and we had catered dinners and, charcuterie boards and just a ton of amazing conversations. So it was cool also just to have that, experience away with some of my favorite friends and ladies. But yeah, I would say for me, the best part about it was also just being able to take care of myself and my needs. It was like plane flight, freaking loved it.
Easy peasy.
Best part about the trip was the plane flight, the super long plane flight where I got to do nothing. Big, fat nothing. Take lots of naps, enjoy the food the service on the food. And just like before I knew it, we were there. And then just that continued the whole trip where I was like, just me doing my own thing and made my own decisions. So that was a super, super cool part of it. So it was a win for you. It was a win for me. It was a win for our coupleship.
Yeah.
Because we talked every day.
Let me pause and say, for those of you who don't know the definition of that word, the coupleship is sort of like, there's me, there's Carrie, then there's the entity that is Demir plus Carrie. And a lot of, it makes sense when you think about it, but a lot of people don't realize we are separate people, but there's also an entity that we form together, sort of like Captain Planet. Our powers combined, we form Captain Planet. The coupleship is sort of the Demir plus Carrie entity. And so I just wanted to define that before you went into that. Talk to me about how you think it benefited the coupleship.
Oh, I think when, I'll speak from my perspective, when I come back with that sense of goodwill of like, because it's not just I'm going away and taking care of myself and I don't care what you're doing. It's like, meantime, I know the lift that you took on while I was away. It's like taking care of two kids, you know, everything from the start of the day till the end of the day for the whole week, which is not normally something, a position that you're put in, right? Because normally we are together. And so that's just a completely foreign thing for you to have to do. And then furthermore, for me to be like actively disengaged from that process, right? I was not calling you to check in on the girls. I was not texting you to make sure that you remember to do something. I was like fully like,
you were out.
Sink or swim, buddy. Like, I am out. So, but that was such a great feeling. And it was a gift that you gave to me. And so when I came back, I had that goodwill. Yeah. I was like, this is awesome. Like, he just took, you know, the whole family off my plate for a whole week. And so I was really ready to come back to the coupleship with more gratitude and just also more trust and respect for what you bring to it. Because I knew now that you could, you know, you had certain skills and I could even see it like in our really, in your relationship with our daughters, how much they enjoyed hanging out with you that week.
Yep, totally. I think for me, when my experience at the coupleship was different in the sense that I had some big fat realizations that just increased my willingness. You know, you get into these food fights in a couple where you sort of like dig into your trenches and you're sort of like, I'm in this trench and you're in this trench and you just sort of dig deeper and deeper into that trench. And I think what was beautiful is that I feel like we both coming out of the trip just were able to like get out of those trenches. You know, it just felt like conversations that had been roadblocks before were smooth after. It just felt like there was this, yes, gratitude, grace, but just a willingness. You know, and less of that getting down into your trenches and more like, hey, how do we make this work? How do I step up? And not coming from a place of obligation, just genuine, like, I want to.
Right.
Right. And I thought that was beautiful. And of course, the kids, right? Think about this, because I know that the frame of taking a solo trip can often seem selfish from the modern parenting perspective, mm-hmm. right? Oh, you left your husband or wife and you went off and the kids didn't get to go with you. I mean, the truth is the kids have a blast at home, right? And so the kids got to have a week of just solo mommy time where you totally dropped work and just focused on them and went and did like amazing events. Same thing with me. In fact, I cheated a little bit and I had grandma come down. So I got a little bit, I had the nanny and I had grandma. So I really like loaded up on support. But the kids got to, during my week, the kids got to bond with me, see that I could support them. There's weird little things where Gigi doesn't want me to put her to bed, but I put her to bed for an entire week and there were no problems and she loved it. And now it's not a problem. Me putting her to bed, you know, it's much less of a problem. But they got to hang out with grandma and bond with grandma. So
they love grandma. And of course, then talk about the win for grandma. Grandma gets to come down and spend quality time with her grandkids without sort of like the unnecessary or potentially like overly hovering presence of mom, right? So it's like, so I can sort of get out of the way and they have that space to form that really important relationship with her.
And without the pressure of like, here's the kids, we're going away for the week, they're all yours.
Right.
It's like, you're here to support, but you're not the primary. Daddy, you'll be the primary. Grandma just has to come in and just like be amazing.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
I think that's the essence of this. It really was a win, win, win all the way around. And logistically, so much simpler. So as we wrap this up, I just want to really anchor this. Life hack is about working smarter, not harder, and finding that 80-20. What is the 20% you can do that gets you 80% of the results? And I'm telling you, the 6 weeks or 5 weeks in Greece was the 80, right? That was a lot of work for a little bit of return. I mean, glad we did it, wouldn't do it again. The individual trips, oh my God, so easy to plan, so easy to go to, so easy to execute. huge, massive win-wins all around. And it's literally to the point where when you got back, I was like, planning your next one. I'm like, when are we sending away Carrie again? Because I like this version.
We already have next year's plan for both of us, don't we? We
totally.
Dates set and everything.
But now that we're moving back to the United States, I even see the possibility of doing shorter trips. Mm-hmm. Like, great, let's send Carrie off to Washington, D.C. to go hang out for a weekend with her friend. We can handle that, right? So that kind of stuff is a quiver, an arrow that we really want to put into our quiver because it works. And that's why we want to share it with you guys.
Love it.